اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters all over the world, as you're hearing us, first and foremost, I really thank Allah Almighty that we are back with another session of let's recite the Quran Kareem, right?
Yes.
So these sessions are a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Networks and also the students of Sevier School. So I'm really happy. I really thank you on behalf of all the students who are here. And we really thank you for joining us and being with us again. So, inshallah, in this session, we're going to learn a very, very important rule about how to fluently read the Quran Kareem. But before we go and learn the new rules, let's just have a quick review of our previous session, okay? Now, the next topic that we have to focus on, and it's very important because some of the students make a lot of mistakes with this. So, it's this. In Arabic, we say إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَتَيْن. Okay? إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَتَيْن. Can you imagine?
Like two words.
So what does it mean in English?
Two seconds.
Ah, two second letters meet.
Yeah, meet together.
Each other. And it'll be impossible to read.
Suppose, okay, for example, two blind and deaf people meet one another. What do they do? Two blind. Same, sir. Two blind, at the same time, deaf. People meet one another, each other. So
how do
they
meet each other?
How do they meet each other?
No one knows.
Okay, no one knows, yes? Only Mahdi knows. So,
no.
Okay. So two blind and deaf people, okay? Just meet one another. They cannot hear each other. They cannot see each other. So it means they are completely sakin, so silent.
They can't.
So what should we do here, okay? So the first sakin, we use the previous harakat, the harakat of the previous letter, yes?
Yes.
For example, Mahdi, if I have Hamza with Fatha and Ba with Sukun, I say?
Dot? No, sorry.
Hamza with Fatha and there is a Ba with Sukun. Ab, I use the harakat of Hamza to pronounce the letter Ba, right? Ab.
What not?
Ad.
Ahab.
Whatever, okay? So there is a sakin letter, so you use the previous letter, okay? I mean the harakat of the previous letter to like pronounce the next letter, which is sakin. But what if two sakin letters are there? What can I do?
So
is it possible?
How it's possible that two reads together, two sakin each other?
How is it possible? Is it possible, Hussein Musa, in Arabic? You're an Arabic speaker.
Like in Arabic? No, it's not possible.
It's not possible because it's very difficult. So they don't have. Like you remember we said one time, okay, that the Arabic speakers, I mean in Arabic, okay, we don't have a word that starts with sukun.
How will read that?
Either it's not, it doesn't exist or it's very difficult, even if it exists, okay? It's very difficult to read it. We can't.
But we can.
That's why we use Hamzatul Wasl. That's why we have Hamzatul Wasl, okay? Because the word starts with the sukun and it's difficult. We can't start it.
So how
can you start, for example, Alhamdulillah? Lam is sakin, okay? How can you read it?
Alhamdulillah.
No, lam is sakin. I cannot read it. La, le, lo. I can't read it.
Alhamdulillah.
I can't read it. That's why I use Hamzatul Wasl and put a harakat on the top of Hamzatul Wasl, okay? And read it.
Alhamdulillah.
Look. Alhamdulillah, it becomes Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, whatever, okay?
Ar-Rahman.
Understood? For example, we say, like, istihkam. So the word starts with seen, okay?
And it's
sakin. We can't, because we cannot read it, we put a Hamzatul Wasl, okay?
See, we can read it by like by its own voice.
Istihkam, no.
No, or sintahkam.
Sintahkam? That doesn't have a meaning then. Okay?
But istihkam has a meaning.
So, as in Hamzatul Wasl, we studied this, it is difficult for, in Arabic, okay, to have a word that starts with sukun here as well. When the two sakin letters are trying to meet one another, each other, okay? So it is difficult. It's difficult to pronounce them. So, but there is a rule, okay, that helps us understand how to solve, how to deal with this case. So, that is called raf'u, sorry, just a second. That's called raf'u, raf'ul, tiqa'is sakinatain.
So two sakin are here, one harakat is behind. We'll add to this and this will be sakin. We can join them together.
I don't know. Can we join them? Now we are going to study that, yeah? Like, can we join them or no?
Like abbab.
Abbab. But no. The second letter which was sakin, and there is a third letter which is sakin. So the second letter doesn't have any harakat.
No, from behind we'll add to it.
So we do not add any harakat. Look, ab. Do we add any harakat to that ba? No, we don't add. We just read it by the help of the previous harakat. So we do not give it any new harakat.
Ababba.
It doesn't have a fatha, kasra, or dhamma.
Abba.
That it makes it, it enables us to read the next letter, okay? No.
Abba.
No. It doesn't. Abab. If it was abab, it means the ba has fatha. While it does not have a fatha.
But without that, we can't read it.
So we can't read it.
Abab.
Let's see. Abba. Can we read it or no? We will study the rules, how to read it, how to deal
Abba.
With this. So, now do you have a good mindset of yes, of this, yes?
Not I mean, really.
You don't have an idea of this?
So,
how it happens?
I have an idea that, like, raf'al...
Raf'al tiqa'is sakinatain.
Raf'al tiqa'is sakinatain. Is it like when two sakin words come with each other, we use, like, the harakat of behind it or after
it? That's it. He's trying to say that, but he didn't say it.
Yeah, like,
instead of the harakat of the letter behind it, we'll add that harakat to the itself word.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
maybe.
Bab.
Maybe. Okay.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min fayd diya ayatul.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So, let's go and talk about it, okay? So in English, I didn't say it, sorry, in English. So in English, for this rule, we say, like, iltiqa'u sakinatain, we say the meeting, okay? The meeting of two sakin letters.
Two death okay? letters.
Raf'u iltiqa'u sakinatain, in English we say, maybe our brothers will ask, and sisters will ask, that what is it in English? I don't understand. It means prohibition of the two sakin letters from meeting, okay? Meeting each other, okay? Or, for example, like avoiding two sakin letters from meeting each other, okay?
Okay, we can add in, like, something in middle of both of them.
Uh-huh. Can we add now? There are three cases. Can we add any harakat to one of them to help read the other one, okay?
But if we can add, which harakat?
Yeah, if we can add, what harakat?
The harakat of the behind. Letter?
So let's see. Is it the harakat of behind or a new harakat or the harakat of the next letters? Look.
The next letter is sakin.
No, the other letter, which is after the both sakin letters.
If it's too sakin,
that's how we read it.
Third letter. So again, that's another case.
If the Quran is sakin, all of it.
And alhamdulillah, the Quran is not sakin. So next case is that So first case was, should we assign it with new harakat? If new harakat, what harakat? If we use the harakat of the previous letter, is it correct or no? Next one. Or we can't use any harakat. Which one? Or the next case, we should assign both of them with a harakat. Like assign both of them with fatha, ba-ba-ba, or whatever. Ta-ta-ta, whatever, okay? They're sucking. Assign them with fatha or dhamma or kasra. So four cases are there, but one of them is correct.
So here
usually, wait. Usually one of them is correct, but, okay? But in some, except there are some exceptions, okay? That we have some other harakat to use, okay?
Like, sir, tat-tabi'u. Tat-tabi'u.
Tat-tabi'u.
Because it's a starting of the ayah, we add fatha to it.
Tat-tabi'u. Fatha, when the third letter has fatha. Now you know, you understand that. What are we going to talk about, yes? So there is one general rule, okay? Rule that helps us in most cases, Mahdi. In most cases, this rule helps us. So it's an Arabic rule, it's an Arabic sentence. So I will say this. Mahdi or Hussein Musa will translate it, okay? إذا التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر.
Okay. كسرة the first second letter.
إذا التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر.
Okay, if the two words, like two letters, the two second letters meet each other,
okay,
it will be ساكن.
حرك بالكسر.
At كسر down of.
مهدي, what does it say? إذا التقت الساكنتين, when two silent ساكن letters meet each other, approach each other, حرك, assign the حركات بالكسر, with كسرة.
The first one, the both.
Oh, the first one, yes. The first letter you gotta assign with كسرة, okay? For example, أبب.
But this.
أبب, you say.
But this.
For example.
Don't have any two. Second letter, they add by themselves.
We'll see. There are many cases that, for example, here, this word, there are two second letters. This case, this word, there are two second letters.
But it's still not one, two second.
Inshallah, we'll talk about that. Don't worry. So there are many cases, okay? Many examples, many cases are there. Now, so remember that this general rule, إذ التقت الساكنتين, can you say with me?
إذل
the word إذل itself, you look, إذ التقطة. It is two silent letters, two ساكن letters. إذ ذال ساكن. التقطة لام ساكن. حمزة الوصل is there, then لام ساكن. So what do you do? إذل, look, I put a كسرة. إذل التقطة الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. The two words, إذ and التقطة. Two ساكن letters they have, yes? They meet one another. So what do you say? حرك بالكسر. Assign it with كسر. Did I assign it with كسر or no?
Yes.
إذل. Look. It was إذ. So again, إذل. It's very easy. So remember, this sentence, إذل تقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر.
What is the use of two ساكن? They can just put in كسر. Like, what is this?
Yeah, they put use, a كسر. In
no, the use is this. For example, a word, okay? A word ends with a sukun. Then there is another word which starts with sukun. So here the problem, okay? How can we read them? If they are separately written, okay, I can read them. For example, min or man, okay? Man. Man, nun is sakin. It's a word, okay? Ends with a sukun. It's easy, I can read it. Man. If it was min, mun, man, min, mun. Whatever. There is another word starts with, for example, alif lam, it has alif lam ta'arif, okay? Alif lam with shamsi letters or qamari letters,
al-shams. It
starts. Yeah, moon letters. Ash-shams, al-ardu. Any other example?
As-sayara.
As-sayara, whatever. So, look here, that word starts as well with a sukun, if there wasn't any hamzatul wasl. Even if there is hamzatul wasl, if you join both of them together, okay? The hamzatul wasl will be skipped. So two saqin letters we have. So what should we do? Can we read this or no? We have to read it, but how? That is the rule that we're talking about, okay? how to read it. إذ التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. This is the general rule. In most cases, you do this. You apply this rule. You put, you assign the first sakin letter with kasra, right? Guys, remember that there are some words that, although there are like two sakin letters, but you still do not assign them with kasra. So you use fatha, you use dhamma. So remember that all the three harakat, okay, we can use. All the three harakat we can use. But in most cases, the general rule is to assign it with kasra. Hurrik bil kasra. But we can use fatha as well in some words that I will tell you. And some words we use dhamma, okay? That each of them has, I mean, a different case. So, inshallah, if you're ready, we'll first of all give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School. So, after reciting, inshallah, salawat, we will come back and go to the Quran, okay? And take a look at the ayat of the Quran, the verses of the Quran. Find examples, and step by step, we will deal and challenge with them and solve them, okay? So let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان